Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
I want to talk about rich bitch. Yes. And how that's changed. Are you, mm-hmm. you're like I said, it's 15 years, almost 15 years later, but mm-hmm. are you more frugal now? That we are thinking about different things. You're thinking about your kids and retirement mm-hmm. and work and money was flowing differently then. Are you more frugal now?
When I said the word rich bitch back then, yeah. Oh, listen, everybody is saying rich bitch today. It is freaking popular.
I say it,
is all over Instagram. Everything that I say is all over Instagram. People are loving it. There's a whole rap song about being a rich bitch. There's a rap song about I said what I said. Everything that I've said, there's like songs everywhere mm-hmm. about it. Back then, I said it then and I'll say it now. Rich means something different to everybody, right? And then I said, and I'll say it today, I said I am rich in health. I am rich in my spirit and all those things. That is my richness. I don't know what your richness is. It could be whatever you want it to be. But so I feel like the pandemic taught me a lot. And I definitely scale back in a lot of areas that aren't necessary.
Lean.
I think as you get older, too, you don't need all those things anymore. Like before, you thought you needed four cars. You needed a sports car. You needed the SUV for the kids.
Right.
You needed the nice car when y'all go out on dates. And I think as you get older, you're like, girl, I don't need that car anymore. And the kids are gone. I don't need this. They don't drive that. We can get rid of that now. I don't need all these overheads. I don't need all these things. So I think, as we were talking, I think you kind of chimed in a little bit. We talked about shoes and bags and all that stuff. And
you pick your spots.
Yeah, and Larsa was saying that she lives under her means, and she was asking me actually about Kim Zolciak, and she asked me had I talked to her and that kind of thing, which I have, and she was, asking, about spending, and we kind of talked about spending.
It's funny because I met Kim years ago, and I always liked her as a character, and I loved you guys together.
Yeah, I remember a whole thing with you once. When it was me and Kim, and I think it was like a BravoCon type of thing. And when the audience said Kim, she had on all her stuff. You were really tripping out.
What do you mean?
I just remember you were laughing like the thing. Kim, you know, comes in.
You guys were close then-ish from the show, and she came in, and I was like fascinated by her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always liked her, and I always liked her as a character. And sometimes, like, two things can happen at the same time. I can like her, and I can say something about what the hell she and Croy seem to be doing. Yeah. And then I feel like, oh, I hope she's not mad at me, even though I don't even know her. Yeah. But I said, like, pay your bill. Like, pay your bills. Like, that's something I feel. And not everybody can pay their bills, but I feel like it enrages people if you're having challenges paying bills and then you're also really flaunting Lux goods. Like, it's the combination. It's not that I would ever criticize someone for getting into a jam or not being good at managing money, but they were so about the show of the money, which is also Bravo and is also a little rich bitch.
Well, some of those girls were saying last night at the table, I think the shows make you feel, you know, like you have to have a nice bag and you have to have a nice shoe and you have to drive a nice car and, you know, you have to buy a nice house.
But that's why I'm saying it to you and I'm digging it out of you, because when you said rich bitch looking at an apartment in Florida, you did not mean your health. And you wanted you wanted to appear rich because that's what this.
No, I was in an argument with someone.
Right. But don't you think that, like, this genre makes it that, to this point of Kim, you want to appear, you're keeping up with the people on the show. Like, you're not going to be, like I said, Denise Richards walked out with no makeup on a balcony and people were wearing ball gowns. So,
well,
it makes
I was the girl on the show that said all the one-liners. That was my thing, you know, to say one-liners. So, and I was in an argument with someone and I shot a one-liner off. And
just to shove it up her ass.
Of course.
Right. Yeah. I mean, fair. You know? Yeah.
And that's just what it was. It wasn't anything else. It didn't mean that I was rich, you know,
better than.
Yeah, better than anyone else. I was in an argument. And when you are in an argument with someone, especially like on these shows, I mean, you are shooting them.
Right. No, if you're not killing, you're being killed.
Exactly.
Exactly. If you're not killing, you're. Okay. So, Kim. But she was off the show and still very much living that lifestyle. I think it maybe is an addiction. You just don't really, the money doesn't seem real.
Well, some of us are very different now. The way Kim live and the way I live is just two different things. And also, some girls, you know, have a bigger spending habit. I see girls that are wearing labels from head to toe all day, every shoe that comes out, every bag, every dress, every. And that stuff is expensive. And at some point, I mean.
Or not even that. Not even if it catches up. It's just, is it necessary? I don't know. Do I give off that I'm frugal at all to you, or you think I just buy every single thing?
No, you give me frugal.
I've got a combo. Like, I've got a lot of insane collectible things, but everything I purchase has some investment level. Even if it's a house, I may be able to flip it. Or if I go broke, I know that it's going to flip and I design it in a way.
That's a different thing. Yeah.
If it's a car, I'm thinking about its collectibility. If it's a bag, like, I don't buy a bag in one of those brands that doesn't resell. I have to just know that it feels like it's a business investment.
Yeah,
on
you
some
don't
level.
Feel you. I don't get the feeling from you that you're the girl that's always walking dripping in all of the designer pieces.
No.
Like myself, I have designer pieces, but I shop at all levels.
Same. And I don't care about that much because I feel like the dress I wore, I bought years ago. It's been sitting in the closet. It's Dolce. I'm sure I bought it on sale, but like, I don't care if it's current right now, if it's tomorrow, if it's yesterday.
Me either. I feel like, you know, I was on Fashion Police. And we have these conversations all the time. So I think as a smart shopper and a girl who likes designer, you buy some of the pieces that are trending right now, but then you also go to the outlets, and there's some great outlets. Like,
Beyond.
I love them.
Live.
They have great Gucci outlets and Versace outlets and all these things. I go to one in Sawgrass, which is right outside of Miami, and they have everything. And so you go and buy some of the stuff that was once in the major department stores. They have slashed it
100%,
like 75% off, and you mix it in with some of the current things.
Yes.
And so you do that. And you also buy timeless pieces, pieces that you can wear again and again and again. And you know, if you buy things that are very trendy, that's going to go out season after season. So I like to try to buy things that you can wear again and again and again.
Well, I also, I think fashion's gotten really pretentious. And I think many of the housewives, they think head to toe in G's, F's, A, B, C, D's, that's fashion. And to me, I mean, I've listened to what Tom Ford doesn't like when someone wears his look head to toe, like that they saw it on the runway, likely because it's not, it lacks creativity. You don't have your own personal style.
Yeah.
And Anna Wintour, you know, has said that when someone has their own style, they're not dressing the way that they think she would want them to dress. Mm-hmm. And I think that yet many people that are known to be these fashion icons are people that someone is dressing. So they have a stylist who's dressing, choosing it all for them. Yeah. It doesn't, how do we know that that's their personal style?
See, I don't have a stylist. And I think that I feel like people who have stylists, they don't know their body type. I feel like, if you know your body type, you don't need a stylist. Now, you can use the stylist for big events like red carpet events or some major events, but I don't feel like you have to always. I know my style. I know my style better than any stylist, I think. I've not had a stylist that just came in and just knew my style, that really got my body type and knew how I wanted to rock it. I'm sure there's some good stylists out there.
No, but amazing.
I haven't got one that to me yet that just really got my style.
Well, it's funny that you say that. And also, I don't borrow. I buy. My friend runs Oscar de la Renta. They're always like,
I've never had the opportunity to borrow.
I borrowed only for the MTV Awards because it came so late, because I think it was really Andy Cohen's award that they were giving me that I went to accept because it's all, who cares? So I borrowed last minute. But like, he'll say to me, oh, if you want to borrow something, I don't know why. It's like, I want to own. Like, I don't, I'm at a test drive. I don't want to test drive a man. I want to know we're going to lock it down.
I just never had the opportunity to borrow everything.
You could definitely borrow stuff.
I've never had that opportunity.
If you want the opportunity, I'll introduce you.
I purchase everything.
I like to purchase. I like to have it.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
So the things that I think someone asked about, and I realized when I left, people wanted to know what happened with Ryan Murphy. You guys were close, and you did Glee, and then he was the new normal too.
He didn't.
So do you speak anymore? Did you speak after that? I feel like there was something about that people wanted to know that I didn't ask you.
There was never anything. We've never had any issue, never anything.
People think that. That's a clear
I've never knew anyone thought anything.
They do. A couple of people asked me. They thought that why. Like you guys stopped speaking never. To each other.
Never.
Amazing.
We never had a conflict. We never had an issue. We never had an argument. We never even had a loud talking to each other. We never had anything. He only was, you know, those were the two shows that I did, and he was the creator of those shows, and that was it.
But why don't you call him to see if you could act in one of his
well,
other projects?
I don't think he even has the same phone number, honestly.
I can even.
The last time I saw him, he was getting his start on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Okay.
And he is his team or whoever emailed me to come to Los Angeles
really?
To see him do it, and I did. And no, we've okay. never had any issue at all.
All right, well, let's put that out into the universe. You and yeah. Ryan Murphy should work together again.
Yeah.
And then some people asked about the comment. I don't know if it was with Carlos King. You mm-hmm. said you should have been as big as Kim Kardashian, who you said you knew. I didn't even know you knew her.
I didn't know her.
I didn't even know her.
I feel like I should have been as if equal. So, okay, so listen, the three biggest reality stars, this is my opinion, okay? I would say would be, and all of us rolled out around the same time. In fact, did New York come out? No, New York came out after Atlanta.
No, first. Before.
Okay, so
I
would
Jersey
say.
Was Jersey before or after Atlanta?
After.
So it was Orange County, New York, Atlanta, Jersey. Mm-hmm.
So I would think the biggest players were Kim Kardashian, myself, and you. Okay, and out of the three of us, I am the black female, and I'm just speaking my mind right here, okay, because, you know, I don't use the sugarcoat thing.
No, I know.
And so I feel like, yes, I should have been just as big as Kim. I was on Kim Kardashian's game that she had when she first started. She had some kind of game that was out. I was one of the people on her game. Clearly, my pay wasn't what it should have been. I was at her baby shower with North when she had her her baby. I had all these things I was saying, and I was just saying all these one-liners and stuff like that. And Kim even started using or selling one of the things that I was saying, which was Bloop. She started selling that particular – she had these words or these emojis of herself.
Wow.
At one point, many, 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 many
years
ago.
Yeah, I remember in the game you're talking about. She was big in the gaming. Yeah.
And I was saying Bloop. Of course I said Bloop.
No, Bloop, yeah, of course.
Was my thing. Yeah. And then she made an emoji that said Bloop. And I think people would pay for it, or it was on our iOS phones and things like that. And I do feel like I should have been as big as Kim. I feel like she had a machine behind her pushing her. And as you stated, yeah, you were on New Normal, you were on Glee and all those things. There's a lot I could say about those things. I just won't say them here today because this is not going to be the platform for that. However, that is my feeling and I'm going to stick to it. It won't be changing.
Okay. You said what you said. We good.
And I said again.
You said what you said. We good. Well, Brynn and I did that one.
Yeah, I mean.
I said what I said. We good.
I feel like that. And some people look at us and say things like, well, you had the same 24 hours and 365 days that Kim had. Our situation was absolutely different. On the Kardashian show, I personally feel like the show opens up and that's all they do is talk about their brands and all these things that they have going on. My lipstick line, my, you know, whatever, my waist cinchers or whatever. They're eating their salad and eating their sushi. And I think on the Housewives show where we're on, I feel like it's not rolled out the same. Our things are done to bash your brand. So you come to the rollout of, for instance, Kenya's hair product, and the girls, they send the girls in there to talk about it. 100%. Oh, the product isn't good, or there's no shampoo in the bottle. It's only water in the bottle. And so the viewers are watching this. So it's not helping your brand.
No,
at all.
Jill Zarin, Ramona came in and trashed Kodak.
Yeah.
And Jill had that relationship, and it was very bad. Well, a couple of things. One is that's the whole family. And so they're all famous. And I feel like that all boats rise with the tide. They all push each other up. And it's kind of, they're kind of too big to fail because there's so many. I also think they've got Chris, the powerhouse, running that
show.
And she's protecting that realm. And they self-produce that show. So they're producing it themselves to promote. It's a show that wasn't even doing as well later on, but it didn't matter because you're promoting those products. And I'll tell you some inside tea is that my Skinny Girl success, the mm-hmm. cocktail, was before she always said she didn't drink. And the way that Skinny Girl started was a man reached out to me saying, mm-hmm. he reached out to my agent at the time, Brian, and said, I want to pay Kim Kardashian $50,000 to promote this product mm-hmm. in the urban markets, is what mm-hmm. he said. Mm-hmm. And Brian said to him, Kim Kardashian doesn't drink. Okay. On the mm-hmm. show, if you remember, there was one thing they used to talk about, Quick Trim, which also failed. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about the fact that many people who are billionaires had many businesses that failed. You just discussed the games. Like, mm-hmm. you got to kiss a lot of frogs
to
get to the prince. But mm-hmm. So the guy, Brian, calls back the guy and says, well, Kim Kardashian doesn't drink, but I have this girl who has this idea, Skinny mm-hmm. Girl. Mm-hmm. So I do my big deal. Skinny Girl is a huge success. Then Kim took $1 million from Midori mm-hmm. and promoted cocktails, even though she okay. doesn't drink.
Right.
Because she mm-hmm. wanted to cash in after what happened mm-hmm. with me. And mm-hmm. after that, mm-hmm. after my Skinny Girl deal, that's when all those brands started coming into the Kardashians because Brian was doing the deals. Mm-hmm. He made the guy who represented me. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. but they were all produced to succeed. No one on the Kardashians is going to allow someone mocking the brand to mm-hmm. air, to your point.
For instance, I can use Sheree, for instance. She's been talking about She by Sheree for 100 years. Every single event or fashion show she has, it is just torn apart by all the cast members. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's like it's impossible to win. Even me, with any brand that I've ever had, or even me buying a brand new house, I bought a brand new house and they have all the cast to come over and see it. Then they all tear it apart and they have Kim to start calling me a roach, or I got roaches in my house, and just all kinds of stuff like that. So I don't feel like it's the same. And I feel like, the only machine that was behind me, I feel it was a machine to help the overall Housewives franchise. Now that was behind me. And that was the reason why I felt like I was on the new normal or Glee or Broadway, was to open up that door for Bravo. Once I was on Broadway, do you see the rest of the Housewives going now after I was on Broadway? Because I opened that door, and no, I was a great door opener.
Yeah, I get it. But we do, that's what also people say. This is how many years ago were we on? 15 years ago. And people say now, mm-hmm. but without them, you wouldn't be who you are today. And I feel like
this was okay, well, without each other.
That's how I feel.
I don't know about without them, but with each other, because they needed me as much as I needed them.
I by the way, I feel the same way for similar reasons and mm-hmm. some maybe even different. When I met PK, Dorit's husband, with Kyle and Boyd, I don't know if Boy George was there. I had dinner with Maurice, PK, and Kyle at Cipriani. Mm-hmm. And PK said, I want Dory to do it because I want her to have the kind of success you've had. I want her to do what you do. I don't mm-hmm. think people like Erica Jane at the time, who was married to a wealthy, successful lawyer, mm-hmm. were going on if people like me hadn't had that success. Every woman, a woman last night at the dinner, the woman who's mm-hmm. on Selling Sunset, she's like, I want to do what you do.
Listen, every girl in Atlanta wants to be on Atlanta Housewives because of me. And I'm going to tell you that just exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
They all feel like, oh my God. So if NeNe was able to get all this notoriety, then maybe we can too.
Right.
So,
yeah. You said what you said. First of all, to everyone, NeNe and I had a great time, and I've been talking to her about doing something for so long. Mm-hmm. I think you just are a great speaker. I just think you're wildly entertaining, as I've said. Thank you. So I thought, I was in LA, I wanted her to come to this dinner, that we should sit down and just talk and go over a bunch of things and work together. Like, yeah. I think just our different perspectives mm-hmm. is something we wanted to do. So this is the easiest vehicle. So mm-hmm. here we are. So I appreciate you coming in, and I appreciate
your team.
Thank
you for having me.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.